moxie, force of character, determination, or nerve. I'm Sierra Benson, and you're listening to The Moxie Mindset. Is designed to help you grow a healthier, growth-oriented mindset. I've reached out to college professors and professionals who have agreed to come into the studio to help us learn more in depth about the communication and leadership skills we need to succeed. Thank you for joining us on The Moxie Mindset. I'm super stoked for today's episode. But before we jump into today's episode, I just want to let you guys know about this giveaway I'm doing with a planner company I've used since my freshman year of college. Shaneko has agreed to give away one of her famed S planners, the ones I've raved about on my Instagram stories that include both an hourly schedule by week and block plans above where you can write in anything you need to do that day. I use it to write in my syllabi for each of my classes, and you can also use it for anything extracurricular or work-related. All you have to do to enter the giveaway is to download this episode on whatever platform you're listening on and post it to your story on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to tag both me and Shanae's profiles at sierra.benson and Shaneko. That is S-I-E-R-R-A period B-E-N-S-O-N and S-H-A-N-A-C-O. Then you'll be entered to win the planner. Now this is going to go for 2 weeks, ending on September 21st, so don't miss out. You can enter to win on multiple platforms, multiple times, by downloading every episode I put out and tagging both of us on either platform. Now, let's get right into today's episode. Christy Glass is a professor of sociology and the interim director of the Center for Intersectional Gender Studies and Research at Utah State University. She joined USU after completing her PhD in sociology at Yale University. Her teaching and research focus on gender and racial inequalities in work organizations. Her current research analyzes the factors that shape the careers of women and minority leaders. In collaboration with Dr. Allison Cook, she has led the development of research on the glass cliff and the risks women and people of color face in high-status leadership positions. Her work has appeared in top journals in sociology and management, as well as in the New York Times, The Guardian, National Public Radio, PBS, Forbes Magazine, Newsweek, CNBC, BBC, CNN, and the Harvard Business Review. Thank you so much, Christy, for coming on with us today. I am really excited to hear your thoughts on leadership.
So great to be here. Thank you for doing this and for including me.
Of course. I was just wondering how you yourself define leadership.
Sure. You know, I think about this a lot, and for me, there are really three key ingredients to good leadership. The first and probably most important is the idea of leadership as service, that, you know, good leaders are those who are not interested in promoting themselves, but are working in service of others to make their communities better, their organizations better. You know, they're constantly asking, you know, how can I help? How can I support? How can I help build? And also they're leading in service to higher values, to things that are meaningful to themselves and others. That's really important. The second thing for me is leadership is collaborative. I think too often we tend to think about leadership as an individual or what an individual is doing. But actually, every great thing that humans have ever done has been done through collaboration. My research with Dr. Allison Cook shows that it's through collaboration that we see innovation and creativity and growth. And so for me, good leaders are constantly seeking out partnerships and collaborative relationships with others to help accomplish their goals. And finally, for me, leadership is inclusive. For me, good leaders are constantly looking for ways to elevate or amplify the voices, the perspectives, the work of other people, right? So, in some ways, good leaders aren't in the spotlight. They're the ones working to put others in the spotlight, to create opportunities for other people to shine. So for me, those are really, that's kind of the magical mix of good leadership, right? Service, collaboration, and inclusivity.
That's amazing. And I really love how there's just three key components to that. It's simple, but how do you actually practice that?
Yeah, well, I have had a leadership journey and I'm still on a leadership journey. I'm still learning. After all this time, I'm still learning who I am as a leader. But in thinking about the moments where I've been able to have an impact that, you know, helped build my community or helped build my organization, it's been through, number one, building relationships with others. I had an opportunity to lead an equity initiative in my college, and I'd never done that before, and I wasn't quite sure where to start. So I began by just meeting with my colleagues, just meeting with people across the college and asking them, you know, how's it going? How are you doing? What resources do you need that you don't have? How can we be doing this better for you? How can we be supporting you more? How can we be elevating your research or your teaching better? And out of those relationships, the next stage for me was kind of building solidarity and trust, especially with people maybe who didn't know me, people who came from very different backgrounds than me or had very different perspectives than I did. So I started by building relationships. And from that, I started building kind of solidarity and trust so that I knew what my colleagues were dealing with. They knew me. We got to the point where we could have, really honest conversations, starting to build that collaborative potential, starting to think about how our college could be more inclusive. And then the final stage for me in that instance, but in others too, is building coalitions. So looking around and seeing who else is doing really good work and figuring out how we can partner with them. This is, again, part of that collaborative and inclusive component of leadership. You know, looking around and seeing, you know, what's being done? Who's got good ideas? How can we partner? How can I bring our resources and our perspectives and join with your resources and your perspectives to do something really, really great?
How do you deal with different perspectives when you're trying to collaborate?
Yeah, well, you know, that's both the hard and the magical part, I think, of leadership. For me, good leaders are good listeners and very humble. Too often we see in the public sphere, you know, we see leaders who actually aren't listening to anybody else because they're too busy talking. And a lot of leaders who think that their own lived experience is the universal experience, so that if they haven't experienced something, it doesn't exist. But I think good leaders, that is the textbook how not to lead, in my view. I think good leaders have to be good listeners. And they have to listen with humility. You know, my research is on CEOs and top executives. And, you know, most of them are white, but, you know, come from very privileged backgrounds. And without humility, without really intentional collaborative relationships with others, without leading in an inclusive way, they don't really know. They don't have the worldview or the perspective they need to have those difficult conversations, to learn and to grow. So for me, good leaders are humble. They realize that as much as they know, there's even more that they don't know. And the best way that they can fill in those gaps is by surrounding themselves with people who think differently, who look different, who come from very different places in the world, who bring very different ideas. And that's where the magic happens, right? I think a lot of us imagine that we want a team of people that we, quote, feel comfortable with. The reality is most of us feel comfortable with people who look like us, who come from the same backgrounds as us. It's kind of intimidating or scary to think about sitting around a table to solve complex problems with people who are very different from us. But again, my research shows that that's where the magic happens. That's where innovation happens. That's where creativity happens. But it can only happen when you create that space. When everybody at the table feels empowered to actually share their perspective, when we're respectful of different perspectives and open to learning new ways of being or new ways of thinking. I think we avoid that, but if we have the courage and the humility to enter into those kinds of spaces, I think we can do great things.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I've worked on some teams where we've had a couple of people that have different perspectives, but sometimes it's really hard to be able to collaborate with that.
Yeah.
How can we kind of close that gap to be able to respectfully engage and be inclusive while still being able to respect each other's differences?
Yeah. Well, I think a couple things. You know, research shows that diverse teams are most effective when there isn't a hierarchy. So, and this is really hard to do because in our organizations, we are all about hierarchy. So I think we need to enter into those kind of diverse and inclusive teams and letting our kind of status and hierarchies go and meeting at those tables as equals. We have to be really intentional in making sure everybody has the space to share their perspective. But we also have to be intentional about creating space for disagreement. I think too often, and I've certainly experienced this in a variety of settings, too often we think that if there's disagreement or conflict, we failed. But I actually believe that disagreement and conflict can be the building blocks for new ideas. So if you and I disagree, you know, and I understand part of this is, you know, our public rhetoric, you know, we're so, it's become so divisive that the idea is that if we disagree, we come from different species or something, right? But I don't know. I think disagreement and conflict can be powerful catalysts for creativity. So as, you know, as long as we come together with respect, we come together as equals, we come together with a shared goal. That's really important. It turns out that research finds that it turns out that we're much more open to people who we see as teammates as opposed to people we see as competitors. So if we come to that table and I see you as my competitor, I'm gonna dig in my heels and not listen to what you have to say. But if I see you as my teammate, because we have this shared goal and my success is dependent on your success, boy, I'm going to really listen to what you have to say. I'm going to really support you, even if we disagree. So I think if you can bring those ingredients to the table and be okay with conflict, be okay with disagreement, which is really hard for us, I think, and let the process evolve through that conflict, we can come out the other side. You know, that's how we learn to compromise. That's how we learn, you know, to think in new and different creative ways from our own perspectives. And that's where we collectively and collaboratively can really be creative.
Oh, I love that. So how can you support this leadership at Utah State and beyond?
Great question. One of the things I've been working on, we have a new research center on campus, the Center for Intersectional Gender Studies and Research, and I've been named as the interim director. And one of the things we've been working on, and by we again, you know, there's a team, there's an outstanding interdisciplinary team who's been working on this now for about a year and a half. We're going into our second year. We've been working on how to prepare our students to be leaders in a world where there's a lot of conflict, where there's a lot of difference, where there's a lot of new expectations for leaders to be inclusive and to be thoughtful and to think critically about inequality. How can we prepare students for this new landscape? How can, regardless of their major or their career aspirations, or no matter where they go when they graduate from Utah State, how can we prepare them to lead? And we've been developing a new certificate program in inclusive leadership and community engagement. And I think it's just going to be fantastic. So students, starting in fall 2021, students will be able to enroll in the program. And regardless of major, regardless of college, and they'll get really meaningful training in community engagement, understanding power, conflict, and difference, and develop inclusive leadership skills and perspectives. And we're hoping that this program will attract a really diverse group of students, business students, science students, humanities students. And through that interdisciplinary training and through engagement with each other, students will come out of that certificate program with incredibly valuable skills that they can apply regardless of where they go from here. And in the new center, we're also thinking about creative, again, putting some of these principles into practice, service and collaboration, inclusivity. We're designing programs to support innovative research on these issues of inclusion and equity. We're really investing a lot of effort and resources into supporting inclusive teaching across campus, regardless of discipline, making sure that faculty have access to training and resources and support so that they can be experimenting with new inclusive techniques in the classroom, applying best practices for inclusive syllabus design so that we can, you know, our hope is that we can really raise the bar on campus so that our students are getting the best education we can possibly give them regardless of who they are and where they come from. And, you know, we're also really working to develop new programs to foster collaboration between and among faculty and students across campus. Again, our view is that there's a lot of amazing things going on at Utah State right now. But sometimes we don't know what's happening across the quad. And so part of our effort is to really think through ways we can start to foster those organic communities, students and faculty coming together around thematic issues, around issues of inclusive teaching, around, you know, issues of racial or gender equity on campus. And we can start to build those relationships of trust and solidarity, and eventually building coalitions to do really good things.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love the opportunities that we have growing at Utah State, the ones we have already and the ones to come. Thank you so much for being on air, Christy. And just, I've got a couple more questions for you. The one I have for you is, what would you tell your college age or high school age self about leadership?
I would tell her you can do difficult things. I think I talked myself out for too long, especially, you know, when I was younger. I would talk myself out of taking on really big challenges or putting myself, you know, in vulnerable or scary positions, or I would convince myself that because I didn't have experience, I wasn't prepared. What I know now is the way you prepare is getting experience. So what I would tell her is you can do difficult things, dive in head first, right? You know, those values that you hold, those will shape your life from here on out, and find ways in which you can serve.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And where can listeners find you at?
On campus.
Yeah, on campus.
I am a sociology professor, so I am in 224 Old Main. Typically, although during the COVID era, I've been working a lot from home. As I mentioned, I'm also the interim director for the new Center for Intersectional Gender Studies and Research. We have an awesome new website, so check out our website. You can intersections at usu.edu. Check us out, visit our website, find out about our scholarships and our programs, and look out for our new Inclusive Leadership Certificate that will launch fall 2021.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, Christy. I know I've gotten a lot out of this, and I hope our listeners have too.
Thank you for doing this, Sierra. It's such a great service to campus.
Thank you. Hey, it's Sierra, and I hope you enjoyed that episode. I hope it led you to a more positive mindset, a more defined view of leadership, and some action items to take along with you. Don't forget to subscribe and download today's episode, and then post it to your Instagram or Facebook story and tag us at Sierra.Benson and Shineko to enter into the planner giveaway that I've partnered with Shineko on. For more information, you can check out the Moxie website at themoxiemindset.org. Thanks for tuning in today, and I'll see you next week on The Moxie Mindset.